All right, so we took a look at a single mutual fund and saw how over 80-some-odd years, 84 and a half years, this mutual fund has done very, very well for its investors, assuming they stayed invested. But as we said in that presentation, do people really have an 84-year time horizon? No, not really. So let's take a look at some other illustrations that are more typical of the average investor who goes about his or her daily life, working, kids, whatever, you know, whatever they entertain themselves with. But at the same time, he's putting money away in a 401k or a Roth IRA and really doesn't want to learn about price-to-earnings ratio and discounted cash flows. That's what we're going to learn in the next few chapters, folks. So they choose a mutual fund that is recommended to them by a financial advisor or something that's in their 401k plan. The first one we're going to take a look at, this first illustration, is 30 years at $100 a month. And if you've seen this, you know that there's lots of disclaimers telling you to be afraid, be very afraid that you can and will lose money, especially if you have a short-term time horizon. Investing for short periods make losses more likely. Yeah, stick with it, folks. That's what they're trying to tell you. But they're telling you in such a way that nobody reads it. Only the lawyers are happy. Okay, so let's go down to the good stuff here. And we see that we're going to start in 1988. Some of you are thinking, did they have stocks and mutual funds back? Yes, they did. Hey, wasn't it just a few years? You know, I'm getting old. I am old. And so we're putting $50 a month away. And in the 1980s and 1990s, stocks went in two directions, up and way up. And so by the year 2000, you had 2000, 2001, you had accumulated about $40,000, you know? And then the bear market of 2000, 2001, and 2002 came along, and you're down to $35,000. Well, that's not that big a deal, right? So you stick with it, and sure enough, the mid-2000s were pretty darn good, and by 2007, you had $72,000. Ooh, is it too late to get in? Yeah, right. 2008, 48,000. Ouch. Ooh, is it too late to get out? Yes, it's too late to get out. So you stuck with it, and you kept putting your $100 a month away, and sure enough, those times you were actually buying shares at a lower price. Right, that's what's cool about dollar cost averaging. And the last few years have been actually very good for the markets. Here's $36,000. Has turned into $182,000 at an average annual rate of return of 9.3%, which, again, if we get 9% from our stocks, we thank our lucky stars. But is really $182,000? We can do better, and we will, just by extending our time horizon. But let's take a quick look at the graph, and we see that there you're starting to see that exponential graph. Starts off slowly, a few bumps along the way, but then whoopee! But as we've learned, it's not a straight line. There are bumps along the way, which we have to be emotionally prepared for and not run. So now let's take a look at 40 years at $100 a month. And again, be afraid, be very, very afraid. These are all the disclaimers that nobody reads that the lawyers love. And so we're going to start back in 1978. So I'm just going to extend our time horizon 10 years. That's why we love the millennials, when the younger folks in their 20s and early 30s, when they get started investing, they have that time. So 70s were actually a difficult time for the stock market, economy, for various reasons that we discussed a little later on. And sure enough, 1980s, 1990s, the stock market went in two directions, up and way up. And in the year 2000, you had $214,000. Yippee! Ooh, blue skies, Y2K, the internet. Is it too late to get in? Yes, it is. 2 years later, you had $177,000. But you didn't run, you didn't hide, and sure enough, by 2007, you had $329,000. And then 2008 came along, the end of the world was nigh, and it dropped over 100 grand. That's what you're up against, folks. No investment is perfect. Stocks are volatile, which is a fancy way of saying you're going to lose money from time to time, sometimes a lot of money. But you didn't run, you didn't hide, and after 40 years, you put in $48,000. Over 40 years, that's what some people pay for a car that in 10 years will be worth $5,000. So you put in $48,000 over 40 years, and it's now worth $750,000 at an average annual rate of return of 11%. Pretty darn good, folks. $48,000 sounds like a lot of money, but over 40 years, it's nothing compared to what you're going to spend on cars. So now, let's take a look at the graph, and we see that it's more pronounced, the exponential curve, because of the time. We see that it sure starts off, and then there's those bumps along the way. It's 2002, 2008. But then we see, now, are we due? Yes, we're way overdue for another, and it's going to happen. I don't know when, but I know it's going to happen, so I'm trying to prepare myself emotionally for it because I'm old, and I really should be being more conservative. We'll discuss this later on when we get to asset allocation. So now let's go to 40 years now. See, now this is the cool part. We assumed that we're just going to continue to put $100 a month in. But folks, you can do better than that. I know you can. What do you spend on your cell phones? And as your income grows, you'll be able to add more. So what we're going to do now, folks, is we're going to start with that same $100 a month. But every year, we're going to add 10 bucks. How's that, huh? How's that? We're going to hear it. Where does it say that? Okay, see? We're going to start with that $100 a month back in 1978, but every year, we're going to increase that by $10 every 12 months. Now, look, folks, two fewer trips to $5 every month. Can you handle that? Two fewer trips to get your coffee jolt? And sure enough, what we're going to see now is that our contributions are rising every year. Before it was $1,200 a year, $100 a month. But now we're putting in $110, $120, $130. And we see throughout the 1980s and 1990s our investment growing smartly because stocks went in two directions, up and way up. And 2001, 2002, we had $326. In 2002, we had $273. But we didn't give up. And sure enough, by 2007, we had over $500,000. And then we lost almost $200,000 in 2008. Ooh, is it too late to get out? When you hear that and when you're feeling it yourself, folks, yes, that's the time to put more money in. But don't run, don't hide, because the last few years have been very good for the markets. And you have put in $141,000 over 40 years. Now, again, dear students, that sounds like a lot of money, but it's not. It really is not over 40 years. Again, it's a lot less than many of you are going to spend on cars over those 40 years. And your $141,000 is now $1.26 million at an average annual rate of return of 10.7%. See what kind of wealth you can build? Now, again, this is a very special mutual fund that's been around for over 80 years and has done very well for its investors. But it's not alone. There are many, many others. There are many not-so-good ones. So you have to choose and research wisely or get the help of a financial advisor. Now, what's going on with the graph? Well, we see it even more pronounced because the numbers are bigger. We see the slopes just starting because of the exponential curve, and then we see the bouncing. Oh, 2002, there's 2008. But sure enough, we see that whoopee, way up in the air, exponential growth that we just love. Now, some of you are ready to push your fist through the computer screen and punch me and say, but I don't have 40 years, Piano, I'm 45, I'm 55. I'm getting close to retirement. Well, that's the problem, isn't it? You don't have the time that the younger folks have. So what do you have to do? You have to come up with a lot more per month. So here's a 20-year, $500 per month. And some of you can do better than that, right? Especially if you get rid of the cars, car payments, use the old cars. So again, be afraid, be very afraid. Here's the scary stuff. So we're going to go back to 1998 and start putting $500 a month. The max you can put into a Roth IRA once you turn 50, you can put $6,500 a year, which is a little over, $500 a month. So you just don't have the time. Look what happens. By 2000, you've got $15,000-$20,000 bucks. By 2007, you have $78,000. Now it drops almost $20,000, but you keep putting it away, and you've done fairly well. And $120,000 that you've contributed has become almost $300,000. Now I'm not trying to downplay it. It's nothing to sneeze at. You still should invest even in your 40s and 50s. But you just don't have the time frame. You don't have the same time that the folks in their 20s and 30s have. And notice that the last 20 years have not been as good as the last 30 or 40 years in terms of the markets. Why is that? Because of how well they did in the 80s and 90s, and then we had the first bear market, 2000 to 2002, and then the 2008 bear market. So we see the same graph, same slope, same exponential graph, but it's just nowhere near as pronounced. Why? Because we don't have the same amount of time. So if we were to double that $500, and some people are willing to do that, especially if they have two incomes, live off of one income, and then sock away quite a bit into the 401k, 403b, Roth IRAs for both the spouses, you can do even better. But this is what you're up against when you don't have the time. If you want to see any other types of illustrations, more aggressive mutual funds, less aggressive, longer time frame, shorter time frame, different amounts, please contact me, because I can talk about this a lot longer than most any reasonable person would ever want to listen. So we hope you've seen that with a long-term time horizon, prudent, long-term investing, consistent, don't panic when the markets fall, you can do very, very well for yourself. See ya!